Lucky you, lucky him, that's Pushing Chain from Sorrows Always Swim. That's their new album, and Bumpin' Adam are here on the show. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for having us.
Just like that, they appear.
It's the magic of radio. We wouldn't even actually have to be here, and you could make it sound like we were.
Probably could through magic of Skype and whatnot. Right. But I'm glad that you are here in person, in the flesh.
Here we are.
Yeah. So I heard that you guys just blew in from Texas. You were down there not too long ago.
Yeah, we got in
Monday at 4:30 in Duluth.
Yeah, and I was a couple hours after that. Yeah, we drove straight through on the way home. We worked our way down, played in Kansas City and a couple things in Oklahoma, and then we were, I don't know, 8-9 days in Austin.
That's a lot of flat land to traverse.
It was. We each, coming home, let's see, we each took 6 hours, and then we did a couple threes, and then we were, next thing you know, we're home.
Next thing you know. Well, I'm definitely enjoying this new album so far.
Thanks. Sorrows Always Swim.
I like the very much cowboy sound that it has.
It's a country album.
Yeah.
Is that not country like you're used to hearing country these days?
Right.
No. Thankfully and mercifully not. But so when did you decide that it was time to make something new and give it this kind of countryish sound?
Well, we've been waiting a long time to make that album because those songs have been around for a while.
Right.
But they all needed a country. They needed a country feel. Anything else would have sounded weird with those particular tunes. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Yeah, we demoed 18 songs and gave them to Bill and Mark Holman, our producers. And they picked six that they wanted to hear on there for sure. And then we kind of commiserated. We went down, we were going to record 10. And we were kind of in the groove, so we recorded 12 and kept 12.
Nice. So that's Bill Kirchens who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And he's the guy, if I remember the last time you were on, he's the guy from Commander Cody.
That's it. Hot Rod Lincoln, semi-truck. Right. Yep.
Were you Commander Cody fans before getting into this?
Yeah.
I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been running into Bill over the last number of years at different
He was actually on our list. We made a list of people that we wanted to be involved with for this album, and he was in the top five on the list, and it ended up working out. So
we were hopping producers. We thought we were gonna Ray Wiley Hubbard had committed to it, and then he couldn't do it, and then he referred us to Gerf Morlux, who was a year out, and then Gerf wrote down three names, one of which was Mark Holman. And when I had run into Bill when we were down in Austin a year ago, Bill said, "Hell, I'll produce that album." So we said, "Sure thing." Yep. So we went in, and Mark Holman, engineer, was on the list. Congress House Studio, which is the oldest working studio in Austin, and so we went in with Bill's band, Rick Richards, who was out with, I don't know, everybody, Joe Walsh, and does all Gerf stuff, and maybe Lucinda and a bunch of different things. And then Dave Carroll on bass, and we had Mark Holman. Oh, Bill played guitar, electric guitar, Telly. And then Mark Holman put a little piano and some Hammond B3 on there. And then on one song, we had our friend Red Volkert play some guitar.
I guess that's something that people should know, is that if you listen to the first Pushing Chain album, this is a totally different realm, because there's a full band.
Exactly.
It's a totally different
zone. Yeah, we had the Bates brothers on our first one, which was, I guess technically our second album. We did one a long time ago.
Did you have a producer for the first one, or was that one mostly?
We co-produced with our friend Tom Herbers, who also engineered. And I went to high school with Tom. He did an album with an old band I was in called the Goonie Birds. We recorded at Paisley Park in about 1990. Mm. And Tom did, Jayhawks, Hollywood Town Hall, and one of those Soul Asylum albums. And he runs front of house for Lowe, and so he knows what he's doing.
Running front of house for Lowe?
Yeah.
That must be really weird, considering, I don't know if you've heard the new Lowe album.
But I haven't.
It is so bonkers.
Experimental?
It's beyond experimental. I don't know how to describe it. Yeah. So, but that's a far cry from Pushing Chain, who's joining me right now. Who's this bearded man on the back that's seen through the liner notes on this? Is that Mark?
Who's that?
Oh, that's Red Volkert.
Okay.
Who is not so arguably probably in the top handful of Telecaster guitar players in the country.
World.
Wow. Yeah, he's pretty crazy. He's like the Buddha of Tele players.
Yeah.
And he's played with everybody. If you look him up, it's pretty crazy.
He was in Merle Haggard's.
He was a stranger
for a long time. Yeah.
Well, it looks like it was a really fun recording session. If you go through the liner notes, there's a lot of good pictures. I hope that Adam behaved himself.
I was good.
He was good
the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah, it was great experience. We had a lot of fun.
Let's hear a song, maybe one with Red's guitar on it.
Well, that the only one is the last cut.
Is last cut, and that's 12. An instrumental. It's short, yeah. So right. You got that going for you.
Well, let's take a listen to that. This is called Rondo Up. Rondo Up is from Pushing Chains' new album, Sorrows Always Swim.
Thought about calling that Adam's Way Out of His League, that particular song.
That was fun.
That was fun. I was standing in a little recording studio, and since they were all electric, we just all did it in the control booth. So Bill's on one side of me, and then I'm standing there plugged in, and Red's on the other side of me, and I'm wondering, what am I doing here? It was pretty cool.
That is, one of the 12 new songs on this album, and you guys have been moving all around already since the release of this. Ooh-wee. I think you've been, I saw you were, I don't want to say having an affair against WTIP, but you went down and had another radio session down in kind of a friendly station of ours.
Yeah, we've had a few, actually. We were at... We did one at Cush Radio in Cushing, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's why they call it that.
No other reason. In fact, it's Cush Radio, and people have been wanting to buy their call sign, and they won't sell it.
I'm waiting for someone in the younger demographic to tell me what that's all
about. I know. I have no idea. And then, we were down at, I can't remember the call letters. You remember it? From the Texas place?
No, it was the Over Easy show in Wimberley.
Yeah, Wimberley. I don't remember the call letters. KVEC or something like that. Right. But apparently there's some give and take with WTIP here, which is kind of cool.
John Brown.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Yeah. So I was going to ask, how does it feel to have these songs finally fleshed out with an entire group behind them?
Felt really good. They respected our arrangements. Most of them, except for the... A couple that Adam had written, we hadn't done those on stage much at all, but for the most part, they respected our arrangements. Though we gave ourselves over to the process, and you know, they didn't want any didgeridoo or any
I wanted Carillon harp bells a lot, or and they said no harp. There.
But like an orchestral harp?
Yeah, that's what I thought that would sound good. And then the sound of knitting, only really, really loud.
The sound of
just
knitting.
Along in the background the whole way.
That's like a little Easter egg for the people who
that's
really...
That's right. See if you can find...
Real audiophiles.
No,
yeah.
It was very painless. And in fact, Bill had said, I don't know if this is like producing or not, because he just kind of would wave his arms around because most of the stuff was done already. He said he was like, I don't know.
Changed a few things here.
But really small stuff. It was good.
We got to have a couple CD release parties when we were down there. We played at Green Hall out in New Braunfels, which is the oldest dance hall in the United States.
Bob Wills played there a lot.
Very cool.
And Jeff Walker did a live album there. Willie played. You know,
it's an incredible room. And it's the first time in a long time that we'd been under the microscope. Like, we got up, and the people there are music fans, and they hadn't heard of us. And so we were really... It was like they were daring us to entertain them. it was a new feeling.
From Minnesota.
Yeah, right. It was actually turned out to be really fun. One guy bought a couple of our beer koozies. And he made a real point of not putting, well, we have them for sale, like, the, you know, for merch. And he made a real point of not putting them on his beers until he heard us play. And I knew that we'd done okay because he put them on there. So. That,
I've never heard of anything like that. Like, I'm going to take these, but you got to impress me first.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
It's pretty much.
Yep. Pretty much. It was cool. I mean, that's what you're in for when you go to a room like that.
And then we played an invited song circle thing, a guitar pull on the way out of town last Sunday night in Austin. Our friend Terry Klein introduced us as they're from Minnesota, Texas, probably. Yeah. Meaning he thinks we sound like we're from Texas. We've kind of found a home down there.
From Minnesota. Like Minnesota, good. Texas.
All right.
We're talking to Pushing Chain right now about their new album, Sorrows Always Swim, is recorded down in Austin, Texas. And I want to do another song here. I want to do, I know Adam's a little under the weather, so we won't make him sing it, but Yesterday's Coffee. Okay. I relate very heavily to this song. Okay. It sounds like an activity I've partaken
in. It seems like that one's kind of catching on. People are playing that one a fair amount. Yeah.
Let's listen to that.
Well, you said you were leaving. I just couldn't believe it. But you packed up your bags and you rolled down your sleeve. Now I'm all alone here and I can't stop my crying. I'm drinking yesterday's coffee and tomorrow night's wine.
Yesterday's Coffee, one of the songs off of Sorrows Always Swim, new album from Pushing Chain, Adam Moe on vocals. Yesterday's Coffee, based on real experiences, I assume.
Probably.
Based on a true story.
At least mostly.
So you guys are playing Wonder Bar tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, it's like across the street.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Just a little jaunt
8 p.m.
So what else is on the horizon for you after now that you've been back up here from Texas? Are you headed out again? I know you guys do a lot of gigs.
Yeah, next week we're going to New York. That's a kind of a big trip.
Right outside Boston, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Hitting Michigan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're around for, while we're down in the cities, we have a private event in Hudson. And then my old band, the Goonie Birds, which Adam plays and sings in. We're playing a big Rocktoberfest, Excelsior Brewing.
The Rocktober.
Rocktober.
And then we're out at Minnetonka Orchards on Sunday.
We're playing exact opposites. The only thing that's the same is that there are tents.
They pay us in cash monies, but we also walk away with a bunch of apples. Or I do, anyway.
You know the apples that they won't sell to people because they're ugly? They'll give them to musicians.
They give them to me.
That's just,
this one reminds me of you.
Yeah, that's right. Look how lumpy and sad it is.
Like 25 pounds of Honey Crisps.
He does a tight 25.
Hey, they don't even have to be pretty Honey Crisps. That's
no. Tasty. Tasty.
The uglier the apple, the sweeter the juice, I've always said.
It makes me think of like the old barter system of olden days, and they pay the minstrels.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, if only I were a minstrel. Could be paid in meat pies and ugly apples.
That's it. Anyway, programming on WTIP is supported by Graham Ray State Bank, serving Graham Ray and Cook County for over 100 years. Proud to help bring WTIP, connect the communities and people along the North Shore. We're here with Pushing Chain, and they've got some instruments here. So let's do one live one while we've got you here. I want to know about the title track, Sorrows Always Swim. Why was this one chosen as the title?
Why was that? Because we had another title that we were voted.
We were told to rethink titling. And,
which we
and
did.
It was a good point, and so we did. And I went through and made about 30 more titles. I'm not a huge fan, usually, of a title from the album being a title of one of the songs. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just always kind of strikes me as
same
odd.
Reason we don't want a picture on the front.
Well, kind of. I mean, it always...
You really do got to search for it.
Yeah. It seemed I don't know. It always rubs me the wrong way, or usually does. But in this case, it seemed to work. And to say why, I'm just not really sure. Other than I think it's a really good song, and it was sort of not buried, but it's halfway through the album. And I think that it was the way to go. Plus, the art ended up being really nice.
Oh yeah, who did the art for this? I was also impressed.
Our friend Jeff Trodahl, old friend of mine, and he's kind of a big deal in the poster art and music art world. So he has worked for, he did Cheap Trick album cover. He's done Bonnaroo posters. He's done stuff for the Grateful Dead and Company. He's done Phil Lesh and Friends.
He does
Government Mule stuff. He used to do Greg Allman stuff.
Yeah. He's done a lot of work.
An entire poster's worth of jam band.
Oh, he's for sure.
Really into that. That's what it sounds like.
He gets covered. He covers the jam band world quite well.
He's a big deal.
But it ended up being a nice piece that he did for us there on the cover.
I especially like how, at least on the CD version, it's a Life Preserver.
That was his idea.
Yeah, that was his idea. I don't remember what it was originally we were talking about, but it turned out that kind of came out of nowhere. He sent it to us. We're like, yeah, I like that a lot. Cool.
Oh, that's great.
I'm trying to tune and be quiet, but I can't.
That's all right.
So I'm just going to do this and talk. So.
Right.
Some ambient noise.
Exactly.
It goes a long way.
Exactly.
Well, you can see these guys tonight at the Wonder Bar at 8 p.m. Should be a good show.
Feel free to buy a beer koozie and put it on after you hear us.
Right. And the next time we're playing in County is Thanksgiving weekend.
Probably, yeah.
I think we're at Voyager on Friday, and then we're at the Fall. They call it the Falderall. Is that what that's called down Lutzen? The Lutzen dealio.
No, the light up thing.
The light up. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
in December, isn't it?
No. That's
the light up for the Edmund.
No. It's at Last Chance Gallery.
There's a Lutzen light up.
It's at Greg's Gallery.
Cool.
And that's Saturday of. All right. Yeah. Let's hit this title track. Okay. Ready?
I think so.
I'll swim. Please listen to the story, it's one that I know well, about a broken man who lost his way and came back home to tell. How he spent what seemed a lifetime shackled to a jailhouse floor, and how the key was passed to him and walked right out the jailhouse door. Son, don't try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim. When you're in a hole and you're sinking low and feel your spark about to dim, just around the time the bow should break, go out on another limb. But don't try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim. Trouble, we all know trouble, some we gather when we're young. And they're like a noose, tightens around your neck, and soon you're being hung. Right out to dry, so he told me of thoughts that filled his head. He said, I'm so sick and low and afraid to die, and I knew where those lies had led. Son, don't try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim. When you're in a hole and you're sinking low and feel your spark about to dim, just around the time the bow should break, go out on another limb. But don't try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim. Thank you.
As he poured my cup of coffee, his eyes, they spoke to me. Our life is like a treasure now he gives away for free. From all those hard-earned lessons he keeps hidden in a drawer. Sometimes he takes them out to look, but won't live that way no more. Son, don't try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim. When you're in a hole and you're sinking low and feel your spark about to dim, just around the time the bow should break, go out on another limb. But don't try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim. Just about the time the bow should break, go out on another limb. But don't try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim. Never try and drown your sorrows, 'cause sorrows always swim.
Title track there from the new Pushing Chain album, Sorrows Always Swim. And I was going to ask earlier, are there any plans to do any performances with the whole band, or a whole band performance of these songs?
We did a whole band performance for the CD release party down in... Delano.
Are there going to be any more of those coming up, though?
Nothing in the books right now.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm always sort of looking at that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it sounds really good. There's really great cowboy groove on this all the way through.
Thank
so if you
Will.
Like this,
thanks
you'll like it even
us.
More.
Thank you very much.
So thanks, guys, so much for coming on.
All
this
right,
is great.
So long.